Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This is the first time Rob Zombie's ever been played on this show, and it can mean only one thing. My buddy Jake Jeffries is here. Hello, my friend.
How are you, Scotty Parks?
I'm doing well, buddy.
You say it's the first time it's been played. Now it will be played every day.
Every single day at 2 o'clock.
Every single day.
How are you, man? It's great to see you.
It's good to see you, buddy.
All right. Right on.
It's good to be back in the building that said, no thanks. Please go away.
Well, now they said you're welcome.
Now they
please
said
come
you're
come back
welcome.
In, and we're going to give you some gift cards.
God, I love you.
I love you too, man. All right, so here's the deal. This is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
The day before.
The day before. You're right. Thank you. It's Wednesday prior to the Thursday that is Thanksgiving. Thank you, Dan.
How about that?
So this is a day of traditions on the program. We have three things that we're going to do today that we do every year on this date. We are going to play mixtape.
Okay.
You've never played mixtape.
I've never played mixtape.
Right. I'll need your songs later.
Oh, this is going to go well.
Oh, this is going to go very well. remember, you play to win, so not every song can be Rob Zombie.
Or you can play every song Rob Zombie. I like winning.
If you're going to play to win, oh, it's got to be Zombie.
Okay. So here are the three categories. Sam and Jake.
All right.
Write them down. And we'll do this, what do you say, Sam, 345?
345 it okay. is.
All right. If you had but one metal song to listen to while stranded on a deserted island, what would it be?
Okay.
All right. Category number two, and we'll call for judges at 345. You just want a ticket to a private show with 50 other people in an intimate setting. What band plays for you?
Okay. I can do that.
And number three, you're experiencing a deep, wet kiss while ocean waves gently splash over you and your significant other.
Straight from the movies.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there was a movie called, was it Mermaid or what was that? Tom Hanks?
Splash.
Splash, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A deep, wet kiss while ocean waves gently splash over you and your significant other.
That's going to be tough because my wife loves Two Live Crew. I got to think about that.
So we'll play that at 3:45. Also, of course, the annual opening of the Cranberry Sauce.
4:45.
I'm excited about that.
4:40. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have two different brands, so we can compare. I mean, it has become a full science experiment here.
We have gone with Best Choice.
Okay.
And Ocean Spray.
Got to go for the Old Faithful.
Yeah, Ocean Spray, I think it is.
Bring which your one spoons. Will flop the best?
And then, of course, or sound more like a wet bowel movement. And then, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, we do every year Gratitude Wednesday.
Nice.
Instead of Festivus Friday, Gratitude Wednesday. What are you thankful for?
And now that we accept gratitudes on Festivus Friday, are we accepting grievances on Gratitude Wednesday?
No, I don't think so. Okay. It's the day before Thanksgiving. I don't.
Save it to being grateful. Save it for the good stuff.
I mean, next Friday you can tell me how awful your life is and how terrible things are. And
keep
it
on a light note today.
Yeah. And then today, what are you thankful for as we go into the holiday season?
Yeah. My brother, be nice today so that you can fight with your family tomorrow.
We have the dictionary.com word of the year.
Oh, boy.
Would you care to guess what it is?
6-7.
Huh? It is 6-7.
No.
From the USA Today, dictionary.com has announced its 2025 word of the year, and if you're not up to speed on this year's slang, you may be puzzled by the outcome. The online dictionary announcing today that its word of the year is 6-7.
Did anybody inform them that that is not a word?
Hmm. Yeah, that's two words.
Are your kids into the 6-7?
Yes and no. I mean, I still don't even totally know what it means.
Sam, would you care to explain?
Could you explain 6-7?
Sure. Yeah, it has no meaning. So when you don't understand what it means, you are actually spot on. It's like dude back in the day.
Right.
It didn't really mean anything. 6-7, there are theories. More recently, people have come up with the idea that the 67th atomic number on the periodic table is holmium. Short form for that is ho. Not sure if that's has any accuracy to it. I wouldn't give Skrilla, the guy who wrote the song, that much credit.
You wouldn't think that he had access to the periodic table?
Something tells me he didn't pay a lot of attention in chemistry class, but I could be completely wrong. I have no idea.
Maybe he was really smart.
It is from a song by a guy named Skrilla. Doot Doot 6-7 is the song, and it has a lot of words, but also no words, if you get my drift. And nobody really
hang
knows
on, I'm going to look up the lyrics.
Doot Doot 6-7.
Doot Doot 6-7.
I just found my passionate kiss and water song.
Some of the words include things like skrrt and brrrt.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Skrrt and brrrt. For whatever reason.
Are these lyrics clean?
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Can you play the part where in the song where it goes 6-7, 6-7?
Oh yeah.
All right, so hang on, here are the lyrics while you're looking that up. Shades on, I'm bow with the glasses, bro say cause he's a savage. So many dead ops, so many ashes. Brr. You ain't catch that. I can't pass this. Come here. Shooters stay strapped. I don't need mine.
Wait a minute. Stop right there.
What is there? Is there? Wow.
Did you say dude, 6-7.
They're doing something on the road with a bit rate?
It's bipped right.
Oh.
I just we bipped right on the 6-7. I just bipped right on the highway. Bip, bip. Skirt, bip, bip, bip. I just bipped right on the highway.
To bip is when a car has been broken into and its contents are stolen. So they bipped somebody right on the highway.
Is it two cars if they bip, bip?
Well, they bip, actually.
Well, if they bip, 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 that's three cars.
I'm so glad Sam is here to explain all of this.
I liked Scott's reading of the lyrics. Thank you. I can't believe Wu-Tang kicked you out.
Doot, doot, doo-doo, doo-doo, doot. Dump truck, baby shark, doot, doo-doo-doo. I popped the perk and popped the blue. I'm assuming that means he did Percocet and Viagra at the same time.
That's what it sounds like.
I geek like a custy two. Say it in rap, bro. We can smack out, huh? Mm-hmm. Pull up clean in my white tee, rolling out honey too. Diamonds VV, straight from Rex. And I got a custom pendant waiting. Wait till when they see that.
You know, Texter, I didn't even think about the sirens in that song, and I apologize.
Yeah, that's I didn't either, my and that's bad. Not cool. I hate it when there are sirens in songs.
So we understand the lyrics, but we still don't understand what the 6-7.
You understand the lyrics?
Oh, I'm completely down with it. But
I think Skrilla's had a rich, full day. That's the meaning.
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
He certainly made some money because he was bipping on the highway.
Well, you know? when you bip.
He wasn't just bipping. He was bip, bip, bipping.
Ching, ching when you bip, bip.
Bip that track hawk.
Doot, doo, 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 doo.
And listen, not to sound my 54 years, but what is a track hawk?
It's a really, really, really nice SUV.
Okay. Okay.
It's like the Challenger or Charger. You know, the Dodge Somebody Charger.
Says after hearing after hearing Skrilla, I thought Rob Zombie sucked.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do Gratitude Wednesday coming up right after the 5 o'clock news. Dan Weinbaum, Jake Jeffries, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, quick follow-up to a story we had on the show yesterday about the redevelopment project for the Country Club Plaza. Story here from the Kansas City Star. Another piece of the puzzle to turn the vision for a $1.5 billion redevelopment of the Country Club Plaza into reality is moving to the City Council. The Economic Development Corporation of Kansas City's TIF Commission forwarded a plan that would redirect some tax revenue from the district to help support the cost of infrastructure improvements in the Country Club Plaza. Now, Sam, help me out here. I'm looking at a rendering, a drawing, if you will, from the Gillen Property Group. What are we talking about here?
So there was some confusion yesterday about where exactly they wanted to change these height requirements. Historically, for the last 100 years, the plaza has restricted all building within the core plaza district
to 3 stories.
Correct. Part of that because it was paying homage to the Seville style architecture.
Mm-hmm.
We had discussed yesterday, are they talking about building more skyscrapers around the plaza? Or are we talking about tearing down buildings and building skyscrapers in the core of the plaza? Based on the renderings on the Kansas City Star story today, that is exactly what they're talking about.
They're talking about tearing down some of the Spanish-inspired architecture.
Correct. Based on the renderings, the Spanish-inspired architecture would remain. They would put it back. Obviously, you can't build a 9-story building on top of the 3-story building that's already there. The foundation isn't cut for it, right?
Right.
And so they would effectively have to tear these buildings down, get rid of that history, But they're saying, well, we'll keep it around by putting the Spanish architecture back, but it will only be on the first three floors of the building. And so what I had mentioned yesterday was it's not going to look very good if you have that Spanish architecture for three floors and then just shiny windows on the side of a skyscraper for the other nine. Based on the renderings, that's exactly what they want to do.
God help us.
Why would you play games with the plaza? What are we doing?
I don't know. You know, other than some, and this has been going on for probably the past 15 years, with, you know, groups of unruly people coming to the plaza on a Friday or Saturday night. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
But
the biggest problem for the plaza is their rent is too damn high.
Well, that's all things change. And the plaza has not been what it used to be. And so now you have a new owner who's looking to maximize their whatever. And they're looking to change some things.
Rent, it's too damn high.
That's right.
Now, they had talked in the past, right after they bought the property, about turning it into a pedestrian-only zone. Now, the major issue there is that the parking garages where you would be able to park
are actually inside the plaza.
In the plaza. So if you can't get to the parking garages, how are you going
to
park there?
You'd have to park at Winstead's and walk down.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That doesn't even look like the plaza.
No, not at all. It's exactly what you said with the Spanish style, with the roofs and the architecture, and that looks like a outdoor mall.
And so, to Dan's point, I mean, the new owners want to see return on their investment. They bought it from a company who was not seeing return on their investment.
And you can't blame them for that.
No, but so they're weighing the fact that what they do will bring in more customers than the new customers that show up will love it more than the old people who say don't change.
And they're probably trying to diversify their streams of income, so it's not just retail. They're probably looking for business and, you know, people living there and et cetera.
But people already live there.
And also this is happening in a town, a city that is known for saying, no, we don't want anything to change.
That is a very fair argument.
That was pretty spot on, actually.
I mean, do you guys remember when the Speedway was coming to town? What was that, the late 90s, early 2000s? And Mayor Cleaver at the time said he didn't want that in town. It ended up going, of course, for those of you who are young, Sam, the Speedway was originally intended to go in the Northland near the airport. Hmm. And Mayor Cleaver did not want it. Mayor Marinovich of KCK did want it and said, you know what? We've got all this farmland out west.
And you come do what you want to do.
And you build that Speedway, and then, of course, I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg, Nebraska Furniture Mart or the Speedway. I want to say Nebraska Furniture Mart came first.
They said, we'll steal the property from the people who've owned it for generations, and you can have it.
They did invoke eminent domain.
That's what they did. Don't wow me.
I don't know that the word steal is...
Yeah, I don't know.
They did invoke eminent domain on two dozen homeowners. That is correct, and I think there was like one or two that refused to give in on the Speedway. I don't know how we got into this history lesson.
Were they eventually bought out?
They had no choice. I mean, we'll give you fair market value, take it and get out.
Yeah,
there is still one home. Now that we're talking about eminent domain and taking over neighborhoods.
Is there one home still out at the Speedway?
There's one home right in the middle of the infield.
But there is one home right in the middle of the University of Kansas Health System campus that still to this day refuses to sell.
That is correct.
Hilarious.
I went to a dermatology appointment a couple of months ago, and I'm walking from the it's just east of the parking garage.
Yep.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this...
Just a house.
This homeowner will not give up. I mean, you might as well fly the American flag upside down in your front yard. You know, like SOS.
Yeah.
We're in distress.
But to bring it full circle, yeah, we don't like change. And of course, we don't want to see massive changes coming to what has been known as the crown jewel of Kansas City for 100 years.
And that's the thing. I mentioned yesterday on the show, you know, when we were just getting word of this story and we didn't at the time have the pictures of what Gillen Property Group was planning to do at the plaza. The picture that Jake and I are looking at from the Kansas City Star's website, that does not look like the plaza to me. That looks like...
That's a complete overhaul. Like, it's completely different.
That is a really, really nice version of Midtown. Where is the Spanish architecture? Where is the character? I mean, the one thing about the plaza, and I mentioned this yesterday on the program, when I have friends and family come to town to visit, that's one of the places I take them. You've got to see this place. It's incredible.
Now, and that's probably the problem. You drive by and go, oh, look at that. That's cool. Well, and then you move on.
But that's not true. I mean, we'll stop and grab lunch at the Classic Cup or, you know, maybe go into Barnes & Noble and do a little shopping. But, I mean, there's more to the plaza than just driving through it. You know, you get out of your car, you walk it. It's nice. You go to the J.C. Nichols Freedom Fountain, whatever it's called now. I have no idea. I remember when my buddy Joe Noyes, God bless him, when he would come to town, we would always go and sit. And I know that sitting on a park bench is not spending money or tax dollars. But Joe and I would go and sit at the J.C. Nichols Fountain and we would just watch. And we would talk for like an hour. And then...
And have people strolling by.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after about an hour, guess what? You're hungry. And we'd go to P.F. Chang's or we'd go to the Classic Cup or we'd go. I don't know if the Starbucks is still on the plaza or not.
It is not. No.
Yeah. I didn't think so.
Crime.
You know, go grab a cup of coffee or something. But we would spend money on the plaza because it was so unique.
So different from, yeah.
Well, 20 years ago, it was pretty much the only thing around. It was the focal point of the city. But over the past 20 years, with the renaissance of the city, it's just one of the places that draws people.
Well, and it doesn't really have the draw anymore, right?
What do you mean?
There's not much for me to go to the plaza to do other than eat at a restaurant. If there's a specific store that I want to go to and it's on the plaza, there is another option that has an easier parking facility for me to go to. And by the way, I'm someone who grew up near the plaza and I'm incredibly partial to it. It used to have a movie theater. It used to have a bowling alley. It used to have things that would draw people to it. But as the shift of time happened, they started seeing those attractions draw people that they didn't want them to draw. And so they removed those attractions and then couldn't figure out why nobody went.
So if they're going to redevelop it, one would hope that they're not going to just, you know, go toward a business park, but also not just leave it the way it is, but they will actually put some work into it to make it better than what it is.
So if you guys want to weigh in on this, Dan, let me interrupt just because we're getting late on the break. If you want to weigh in on this, the $210 million incentive plan, it's a $1.5 billion renovation proposed for the Country Club Plaza. I'd be happy to take your calls on that. I also want to explore something that Dan brought up. And think about this during the break.
Okay.
Why is this a city of no? Every major proposal, the airport, the streetcar line, the NASCAR track. The stadium's moving. Everything's a no. Why are we a city of no? Because every time some new idea comes up, the immediate answer is no. We don't want it. And look at the airport. I'm sure you've flown out of the airport.
I've flown out of it many times.
It is brilliant. And I was immediately opposed to it in the beginning.
I was too, just because it was so easy to walk off a flight and go straight out to your car. Mm-hmm. But it is beautiful. But we go a lot because my son flies back and forth to college. And it's.
Are you still going to Disney World every single year?
More than once a year now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. 913-586-7798. Jake Jeffries filling in today for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. All right, so I'm going to offer this to you, Sam, and to you, Jake. And it's a question I can't figure out. Why is this town a town of no? When new ideas come up, the streetcar, the new KCI, NASCAR track. What am I missing? I'm missing something else.
Did you say the stadium?
Oh, how about Power and Light originally? I don't think the Sprint Center was a no. I think this, well, no, there are people who are saying, well, there's nothing wrong with Kemper, except the time I went to see Van Halen and my chair broke and I fell backwards.
Well, I think the big issue really is when they want to ask for money for things. Mm. Tax incentives are one thing, right? But when you're asking me to up my taxes to pay for your shiny new toy, that's when Kansas City becomes
a no. That was a pretty good sticking point with the airport because, you know, they ran commercials and George Brett and everybody was like, and you're not going to have to pay a dime. Well, as a person who flies my son back and forth from Florida, you're paying for it.
Well, like, yeah, they build it into the airline. The airlines have to pay more, and then they're not going to eat that.
Right.
So they're going to charge you more for a ticket.
Right.
But this town, and I love this city. I will die in this city. But this town is a town of no's until it gets approved, and then you're like, well, that's pretty nice. I like this Kansas Speedway. I like the Legends.
I like going out to the races. Yeah, I like going to an airport that has restaurants.
And places where you can go pee.
Yeah.
With toilet paper. I mean, I remain convinced, Jake. I swear to God. And the mayor will deny it till the cows come home. And actually, it was Sly James, not Lucas, who was the mayor at the time. I am convinced that they let that airport go to crap just to convince you that we needed a new airport.
Just to force your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it was right before COVID or thereabouts, or maybe it was right after. I can't remember when the airport opened. Sam, will you look that up if you don't mind, if you'd be so kind? Because then I could tell you what vacation I went to. But I remember we're waiting in the airport, and I had to go to the restroom, number one. Not that it matters. But I needed to blow my nose. And I reached down for some toilet paper, and there's none. And I'm like, this is the only stall in this terminal.
In that, yeah.
So if anybody has to go number two, good luck.
Yeah, try to get some socks out of your luggage.
Air it out.
Okay.
February of 2023.
February of 2023. So we were going to, it was in the summer of 2022 then, we were going to Jamaica. And I went to the restroom and there was no toilet paper in the stall. And that was the only stall in that part of the terminal.
But to answer your question, I don't know. I'm one of the big no guys.
You're a huge no guy.
Park and tunnel over 670. I'm sure it's going to be incredible. But why are we trying to spend $340 million on a park that is going to be problematic?
Why is the park going to be problematic?
Well, there's already parks along either side of that highway. And if you go to the Sprint Center and you park across the street where it's free to park like I do, and you have to walk across the highway, the odds of you seeing multiple homeless people asleep, and if not asleep, sitting there drinking and hollering things at your girlfriend that you can't repeat on the radio are literally 100%.
I will say he convinces me a little bit because you say he's no all the time. I'm a no on the stadiums, but it's also like personal because I grew up born and raised in Independence. Mm-hmm. This Truman Sports Complex was always right there close to me. That's what I grew up with. I feel like you can fix that. It's a good situation. There's a lot of parking there. True. There's all those things. And I've been to other cities, lived in other cities with downtown ballparks, and parking's a mess. Homeless is a mess. Prices are a mess. Like, all those things are a mess. And so I'm a no on the ballparks only because, and why move it? It's 'cause so we can see a skyscraper in center field.
Well, I've long been of the opinion, and I shared this, I think, earlier this week. We had this conversation, if I'm not mistaken. And I know that both teams are affiliated with this building, so I hope they take no offense. But I'm also a citizen of this town, and I have an opinion, just like you do, Jake. I think Clark Hunt, no offense to the Chiefs, I think Arrowhead looks its age.
Oh, it most certainly does. When you watch a game, like, was it Monday Night Football or whatever, when you watch a game from SoFi Stadium in L.A.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And you see, like, what a stadium can be. I get it.
Or is it Allegiant in Vegas? Is that
Allegiant?
Yeah. So we were in Vegas in 2022, I believe it was 20, yeah, to see the Scorpions at their residency. And to get back
Bragger.
It was an awesome show. To get back to the airport, we had to go right by Allegiant Stadium. It is stunning.
Amazing. Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously the Chiefs play in Vegas every year, and Clark Hunt is going to Allegiant Stadium to watch a game in this beautiful stadium. And then when they play the Chargers, they go to SoFi, if I'm not mistaken, the Chargers and the Rams both play in SoFi. So here he is in this beautiful stadium there as well. Tomorrow, Clark Hunt likely will be in Dallas watching a football game in a 100,000-seat stadium.
At Jerry World, which is amazing.
Jerry World, right. And then he comes back to Arrowhead and is like, you know, here I am going to all these mansions, and I live in a two-bedroom house in Roland Park with a one-car garage.
Right.
And so I don't know why the Chiefs don't just say, and this was my idea on Monday, why the Chiefs don't just say to the state of Kansas, we'll take your bet. We're moving out to the Legends out by the new American Royal. And you can help us build this beautiful, state-of-the-art, 80,000-seat stadium. And then the Royals say, we're going to stay out at Truman, tear down old Arrowhead, build us a new stadium there, which, by the way, I've been to countless games at Kauffman Stadium. I still think that is one of the most beautiful ballparks in America.
It is a beautiful ballpark. And after the renovations, it's fantastic. My own, like I said, and a lot of it's personal for me. The only sticking point I have, and I know it has to be like an entertainment center, but I despise going to a game and the whole outfield is a carnival of rides and putt-putt and the whole thing.
At
Kauffman.
Yeah, okay.
But I know that's what brings people. Like, I understand that part of it.
Well,
but in my head, I wish people would just go watch the game.
Well, and you talk about that with NFL stadiums. I think that Arrowhead has too much stuff. Why do I need 9,000 things to look at for the 2 minutes that there's not a play on the field? I want to turn and talk to the person I'm with. Instead, I need to be chanting and having my light flash. And again, I guess that's what brings people out. But it doesn't have to be an ADHD overload. I paid a lot of money to watch football.
It's true.
And I get it. But I sound like a 90-year-old man.
Because it drives my wife crazy to go to a Royals game with me because I nitpick the whole time. Because nobody's watching the game. And where I'm torn is people want a big, beautiful new complex to go see everything but the game. And I'm sure the players want a new stadium because you hear, like, I don't know how much sports you follow, but like the Chiefs.
Probably not as much as you, but I follow
the Chiefs always come in last on their biggest complaint from their players is their locker room.
The locker room.
Terrible. And everybody else, I mean, you look at SoFi or anyway, you look at KU's basketball locker room is amazing. Mm-hmm. And the players, you know, the players don't have that with us.
Well, and I don't think the Chiefs are necessarily wrong. When I was younger and I would play in the media games when Sporting was, well, the KC Wizards were out at Arrowhead, and we would have to change in the locker rooms. I'm not sure the players, now granted, you know, compared to my high school locker room, it's really nice.
Right.
Really nice.
But compared to
other, what I can only imagine is at SoFi and what Allegiant
high level
Stadium.
Elite, yeah.
And these are, let's be honest, these are multimillionaire players, and they want
to be pampered. They want the the game.
I mean,
room
remember the movie Major League,
right?
Where they're taking a cold water bath and they're using a boat propeller to move the water. I mean, I'm not saying that's what Arrowhead's locker
room. But if you hear
like,
players talk about it, it feels like that's what we're close to.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. 1 hour from now, a game of mixtape with Jake Jeffries.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I believe it was Rocky IV. This was on the soundtrack for Party of None. Story here from the New York Post. A bar owner is banning solo drinkers from entering his business in order to mitigate risk that the companionless have been known to bring, dividing the internet over the controversial policy. The companionless mitigated risk? I just want to have a drink.
Of a solo drinker?
I mean, I don't drink anymore. I went professional in early age and retired. But back in the day, it was not uncommon for me to walk from my home in Roland Park down to Sully's on the corner of Johnson Drive and Lamar and have myself a pizza and a couple too many beers.
I think that's one thing they're trying to avoid. I think they're also trying to avoid an imbalanced ratio.
You mean too many dudes?
Correct. I could have used a number of phrases there, but I chose imbalanced ratio.
You chose wisely. That's good.
Imbalanced.
It's a party, and there's a whole lot of one thing and none of the other.
Well, I remember going to college in Lawrence, and let's just say the dudes had to pay the
cover charge?
Cover charge. Yeah. The dudes had to pay the cover charge, and the ladies never did.
Yeah.
You always want more ladies in the bar than men.
Now there's even bars in Kansas City that on certain nights, dudes have to pay a cover charge, and ladies not only don't have to pay the cover charge, but drink for free.
Say what?
Yeah.
I mean, say what?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies drink for free for the night?
Yeah. They're trying real hard to make sure that it doesn't turn into a party.
We know what word you left out. Mm-hmm. And thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
God, that's like a kids eat free on Tuesdays at Chili's or something. That's amazing.
Except for way better.
To be a woman. Everything is so much easier.
But they also said it was controversial about a dress code. I don't know why dress codes in bars are controversial. If the private establishment wants to dictate what you wear in their establishment, get over it or get out.
Well, dress codes are nothing new. I remember years ago... Plaza 3, I remember we had a boss here named Ken Beck, and he took me out to lunch one day, and he wanted to eat at the Plaza 3. I'm like, all right. I had the audacity. This was back when I used to wear slacks and collared shirts to work, which is to say I was the news director. But that day I did not wear a tie with my sports coat and slacks. And I had the audacity to show up at the Plaza 3 without a tie on.
With no tie and no ability to go in.
And they're like, well, it's a blue suit. We'll go get you a tie. We'll be right back. And they went and got me a tie, and I had to put it on. Or I could not be served.
Did you want to eat at the Plaza 3 that day?
I did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and we've heard about bars in Westport. Like, most of the bars in Westport ban sports memorabilia. Why? Because if somebody goes in there at 1:30 in the morning with a Raiders shirt on.
Yeah, or an Eagles.
There's an 85% chance that there's a brawl that's about to break out.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, that becomes a point of controversy because they're like, I want to wear whatever I want to wear. Well, it's not your business.
No, you're right, Sam. A business does have every right to tell you, you know, no shirt, no shoes, no service. You have to wear shoes into this gas station.
Yeah, and they make the rules play along.
Yeah. By the way, we'll get into it later again. This idea about no pajamas and no slippers on airplanes that the Department of Transportation is proposing.
Basically, Scott Parks not allowed to fly.
That is not fair.
That is not fair. I agree. As a fellow man who hasn't owned a pair of pants in 30 years.
Jake and I have for years worn the exact same uniform into this building.
It's true.
Shorts and a hoodie.
My wife describes my style as an unmade bed.
That's great.
Yeah.
Or from the text line, when is Jake the phone snake going to be on? Jake, everybody.
Hey, look at that.
Tell me you're listening.
Sorry I used his proper name.
Yeah, use my Christian name. What are you doing?
Jake the phone snake filling in today for Dana Wright. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.